Tomorrow we are delighted to share God's grace here.
我本来想用中文分享的。
Originally, I was thinking of using Chinese to share with you.
最后我决定都是用广东话好一点。
And finally, I decided to use Cantonese instead.
我希望 大部分的朋友都明白, 弟兄姊妹都明白。
And I hope most of you will understand.
四月的时候，阿John都有分享过我的疾病。
In April, John also shared my sickness.
有几多人明白广东话的？
Wow, that many people understand Cantonese.
感谢主。
Thanks a lot.
其实我是上年九月就有癌症复发。
My cancer recurred in last September. And John also shared that I had experienced 6 months of treatment. And we also thank the prayers from brothers and sisters. And my sickness is under control right now.
我上个月开始我都可以回来崇拜去敬拜主。
And starting last month, I'm already able to come forward to the Lord's family to worship with you.
好感谢主。
Thank a lot.
今天我想分享神的两方面的事情。
Today I would like to share two things with you.
第一件我想分享神在患难里面对我们家有很大的祝福。
The first thing is that God really gives us a lot of blessings during this time of difficulty. And the second thing is the power of the Word of God. Today is Mother's Day.
我想起母亲的爱的伟大。
And I thought about the greatness of the love of mother.
我记得我由细到大，当我病的时候呢。
I remember that when I was since I was a little kid, every time I got sick, my mom always take good care of me.
她就好像当我是BB仔那样去照顾我。
And she always treated me like I'm a baby.
所以我每当病的时候，我都好依赖人哋嘅照顾。
So every time I was sick, I always rely on somebody to take care of me.
今次我呢个大病啦。
And right now, this disease.
我妈妈已经唔喺我身边啦。My
mom is no longer with me anymore.
佢已经喺天家安息。She's
already in heaven.
但感谢主就系佢俾我身边有阿 John 喺我身边。And
thank the Lord that I have my husband John with me.
佢对我非常之细心照顾。And
he took care of me.
他对我爱令我想起我妈妈对我的爱。
And John's love to me made me thought about my mom's love to me.
更加令我想起神对我的爱。
And also the love from God.
令我想起 圣经一段的经文。
I also think about these phrases from God.
我们可不可以打开以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。 第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
22-25节
Verses 22-25
我们一起读中文和英文。
Okay. Let's read together in Chinese and English.
22节 你们作妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫， 如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头， 如同基督是教会的头，
body of which he is the Savior.
教会怎样顺服基督,
now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
Husbands,
love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
这里讲到丈夫要爱妻子。
It mentioned here that husbands should love his wife.
就好似教会，好似基督为教会舍己。
Just as Jesus Christ loved the church and gave himself.
我就因为感受到丈夫的爱同埋神的爱，好似基督为教会舍己一样。
What I experienced is that the love.To me, from my husband and from the Lord, is just like what Christ has done for the church.
我开始学习顺服。
And I also learned to submit myself.
我以前是一个不顺服的人。
In the past, I was not a person who can submit myself.
所以我们经常都有拗叫。
And we have quarrels frequently.
但现在我学习去顺服的时候。
But when I learned how to submit myself,
我就感觉到大家我们的家里面有和谐和温暖。
Then I started to feel harmony and warmth in my family.
所以我感谢神祝福我们家。
So I bless the Lord very much for what he did to our family.
另一个我想分享就是神话语的能力。
The second thing is the power of the word of the Lord.
我们看箴言四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
二十至二二节。
Verses 20 to 22.
今次等我读广东话，看你们听不听得明白。跟住就阿 John 读英文。
And I read in Chinese and then John read in English.
我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语，都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得着他的就得了生命，又得了依全体的良药。
My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body.
得着他这个他呢，其实是指神的话语。
In verse 22, the word they is actually mean the word of God.
即是说我得在这里就说我得到神的，如果我听到神的话语，神就可以医治我全体。
It means that if I receive the word from God, I will also receive the healing from him.
我体验这段经文的时候，我就不断去祈祷求神医治。
And when I read this verse, I began to pray for my healing.
在上年十月我病的时候，我的骨头很痛。
When I was sick last October, my bones were really in pain.
我每晚都要吃止痛药才可以睡眠。
I need to take painkiller every single night, otherwise I won't be able to go to sleep.
有一天我看到一节的经文。
And one day I saw a verse.
是箴言十六章，我自己我读给你听。十六章廿四节。
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 24. I read it to you.
良言如同蜂房，使心觉甘甜，使骨得医治。
Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones.
我睇到呢节经文嘅时候，我突然间心里边好有感动。
And I was really moved by this verse.
我求神俾我可以。讲一些感谢的说话。
I pray to the Lord that I will be able to sing, to speak words of praise.
咁就神可以医治我骨啦。
Thank the Lord for healing my bones.
当我和阿John一起有这个祈祷之后,
when I had this prayer with John,
我那晚的骨头就没痛了,
and my bone pain went away.
我真的感受到神的说话是很有能力,
and I really feel the power of the Lord.
另外最近我的心觉得不舒服,
and recently my heart also had a little problem.
医生怀疑我是因为用了一些化疗药,
and the doctor suspected that it was might be due to the chemotherapy drug.
所以影响我的心脏不太健康,
which affected my heart and made it feel less healthy.
我那时很担心,
and I was really worried.
很多弟兄姊妹为我祈祷,
brothers and sisters pray for me.
我又突然间想起这一节的经文,
and I thought of this verse again.
我又求神让我可以再讲良言,
I pray that the Lord will continue to allow me to say words of praise,
令到我的心都觉得舒服,
make my heart feel comfortable.
于是我和阿昌开始我们每一天都讲 Hallelujah 赞美主,
and me and my husband John started from that day that we will say Hallelujah, thank the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们每一天都讲十几次,
and we say that many times a day.
最后那个检查身状报告证实是正常的,
and the results of the heart scan turn out that it's normal.
我不是说我们要利用神的说话,
I don't mean that we are making use of the word of the Lord.
但我相信神的说话有能力,
but we really believe that the word of the Lord has power,
还有他很有怜悯,
and also has mercy.
只要我们去恳求祂,
only if we are eager to ask for that,
神一定会医治我们,
the Lord will really heal us.
很感谢主神不单止医治我的身体,
thank the Lord that He not only cured my disease,
祂更加医治我的灵魂,
also cured my spirit,
令到我变得更加坚强和充满喜乐,
make me a stronger person and a more joyful person.
现在我们想跟大家一起 唱 一首 歌,
and right now we'd like to share a song with you.
这个是 赞美之泉, 我们可以一起唱, 每一次我唱这首歌我都很感动, 尤其是在我边的时候, 我真的心里边充满 赞美的声音归给神。 也有姊妹告诉我, 就是如果我经常都赞美神, 神就是得胜的神, 就是医治的神, 祂就会医治我们。 其实John不喜欢我唱歌, 祂说我唱歌不好。 但是呢我在这里面我就要他弹琴然后我唱他就当听不到我唱什么<笑>但是我觉得就是赞美神就是你不要听我说唱你就听中他我们再唱一次好不好。
好, 哈利路亚，赞美主，谢谢。
I think I like to stand next to my husband. Deuteronomy chapter 7. No,
Numbers,
sorry.
是在民数记第七章。
He shared with a coworker yesterday, but I thought I would like to share with the rest of the congregation as well.
昨天他已经在同工会里面分享过，但是今天我想再跟会众也是再分享一遍。
It is a very long chapter, but let me describe it to you. What is it about?
这是一章很长的经文，但是我要跟大家分享的就是
，basically, it's children of Israel, tribe by tribe, bring a very specific offering to the Lord.
基本上就是这以色列人，他们每一族，他们都献上他们当献上的祭物。
And it's a very specific offering.
这是一个非常就是每一样都是很讲究的祭物。
And what's interesting is from chapter I think from chapter 7 verse 13 all the way to 87, it recorded what each tribe bring specifically. And the funny thing is those 12 tribes bring exactly the same thing.
从第七节一直到八十七节所讲的都是每一族他们所带来的祭物，而且这很特别，就是每一个祭物完全一样。
And repeatedly for 12 times, the Lord said, "This is according to the measure of the sanctuary."
每一个祭物都详细写下来，而且最主要就是说都是照圣殿所量的。
And so when we first read it, it was kind of puzzling to us why God took this big space in the precious space of the Bible to describe every tribe, what every tribe bring, but yet it's just, he could have just said, they, you know, this is what they bring, and they all bring the same thing, and that's the end of it.
好，神为什么用这么多的篇幅在写这样的祭物，而且都一样，他可以就是写一遍就可以了。
And I know deep from inside of my heart, one thing I know for sure is that the Lord took the space and the time to record each individual offering from each tribe is because they are precious.
打从心底我知道神他很珍贵每一族他们所献上的虽然都是一样。
And it's according to the measure that is holy, that has been sanctified.
都是被圣别过，都是照着圣殿所量定的。
And this is exactly what I see as the Lord move different families.
这就是我看到神在每一家他所成就的。
This week, as this people begin to respond back to me, what the Lord has touched their heart and what they are willing to come forward to share.
这个礼拜开始，每一家开始跟我联络，说他们神给他们的经历，或是神要他们所分享的。
I truly see that each one family represented here has presented the offering that is according to the measure of the sanctuary.
真的是看到每一家他们在这边所做的见证、诗歌，都是神给他们所量定的。
And we have seen the family you know, a standard family of the United States, you know, 2.5 kids family, you know, that how it's represented.
我们看第一家，他们好像一男一女，是美国典型的最标准的家庭。
And you have see our huge family standing here.
或者你看到一个很大的很大的家。
And you have seen just various family represented here.
每一家都是很特别的。
And I'm so touched by Michelle's testimony.
我很心里。被就是 Michelle 她的见证所打动。
Especially I realize this is the motherhood is all about.
这就是做母亲所应该有的。
Through suffering, something of Christ has been brought forth.
经过这惨难之苦，我们看到基督成形在里面。
We as a mother have gone through the suffering of physical pain to bear of children.
我们母亲做母亲就是生产之苦，这是肉体上的苦。
But I know that each and every one of us here, sit in this room, all have the opportunity of being a spiritual mother to someone.
我们在座每一位，我们都可以是别人啊，成为别人他们啊属灵之母。
What's been shared today is the result of the suffering and the praise of the eternal life that's been manifested.
今天就我们看到就是这个经过。惨难之苦而能够有这个荣耀的彰显。
I truly praise the Lord.
我们要赞美神。
At this time, I'll turn to Jeffrey. Maybe if I can make a suggestion, since we're sitting with our family, I would love to make a suggestion. If we could just pray to the Lord, just turn to your family, and maybe the head of the household could just lead your family right there. Let's pray to the Lord. Together, and then I will ask two or three saints among us to do the concluding prayers.
我要因为今天我们都每一家坐在一起，我要你们一家一家的一起祷告，然后最后请就是两三位帮我们做结束祷告。
And 佛牧师 ，would you please do the conclusion prayer?
可不可以请佛牧师做最后的祷告？
Oh, let's go ahead.
我们说出我们心里面的见证，主，我们实在是说，主，你是那位奇妙的主。主，我们为Michelle 一家，主，我们献上赞美。主，当他站在台上的时候，主实在是看到，主，你是听我们祷告的神。主，我们也是看到我们亲爱的原主姊妹，上礼拜主他在这边做见证的时候，主，我们是看到。主，你的爱也是在他们一家。主，我们今天我们是更是要为梁明华一家祷告。主，当他还在病床的时候，主，你要为他铺床。主，你也是，你的手也要在他的身上。主，让他们一家也能够再次的站立起来，说他们一家也愿意再次的能够来到主你的面前，在这边能够跟我们一起的赞美，一起的敬拜，更是一起的服侍主。主，我们仰望你，把我们的弟兄放在主你的手里，让他在恢复的期间里面经历主你自己的同在，经历主你自己的医治。我们这样祷告赞美祈求，都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们每逢来到你的面前，我们就不得不感谢你，不得不赞美你，因为我们的心是何等的快乐。我们只有来到你的面前，才能够得到了真正的安息。我们只有愿意付上代价给你的时候，我们才能够享受你赐给我们的安息。恩主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们只有献上我们的感恩。主啊，我们要感谢你创造了这宇宙万物，把我们放在这宇宙万物的里面，好让这一个宇宙成了我们的学校。主啊，我们不但这样的感谢你，你也是造了每一个家庭，你造男也造女，成了我们的父母，好让我们能够生长在家庭的里面，养育在家庭的里面，并且我们能够常常的心平气和的跑到母亲的怀抱里面，是吧？享受你给我们这样的温暖，享受我们这样的安慰，享受我们这样的自大的爱心。主啊，我们实在要感谢赞美你，为着了这许多的母亲，我们感谢你。我们也是特别的为着许多的家庭， 我们要求主继续的来建造我们，继续的来把你的恩典赐给我们，也叫我们能够同心合意的每一家每一家都成了你的儿女，能够全家的跪下你，不但全家的跪下你，并且能够全家的侍奉你。主啊，我们也是特别的求主顾念这许多做母亲的辛劳，他们常常用他的手抱着他的婴孩，常常用他的手摇着那个摇篮，但是哪一个摇篮的手却是摇住了整个的世界。主啊，求主加上将恩典，加上祝福，好让我们每一个人儿女在母亲的怀抱的里面，养育的里面，主啊，在父亲的管教带领的里面，都成了你国度里面有愿的人，我们都能够成了你的见证。主啊，每一个家庭都成了博大你。主啊，我们在这里不得不感谢你，你给我们这样美好的大的家庭。主啊，我们众圣徒在一起，众弟兄姊妹在一起，你是我们的天父，我们是你的儿女。主啊，你差遣你的儿子藏在我们的当中，行走在我们当中，你差遣保父子圣灵运行在我们当中，也运行在我们的心内，并且住在我们的心内，好让我们能合成一体，成了你的家，也成了我们的家。这实在是一个属灵的家，这实在是一个救恩的母亲，常常在那个教会的怀抱的里面，我们受着了教导，得着了养育，渐渐的喂得着了奶，喂奶也得着了那个断奶，叫我们能够增长生长，能够成熟，能够成了一个负责任的你的门徒。主啊，我们也特别为着了你多年在这个地方为我们所行的奇妙的神迹感谢你，你实在是听祷告的主，你没有撇弃我们。主啊，有时候我们就想到为什么我们当中有许多的问题，主啊，我们有时候就想到为什么有许许多多的疾病临到我们的当中，但是我们在回到你的面前的时候，主啊，我们就知道你有在我们当中要显明你的荣耀，显明你的能力，显明你的意志。主啊，我们为着了这几年当中特别的在不可医治的病的当中，我们特别要献上感恩。主啊，从这无怨的人的身上你显明你的恩典，你从寄居蟹的身上显明你的恩典，你在云珠姊妹的身上显出你的恩典，你在吕地蟹的身上显出你的恩典。主啊，现在你在美秀的身上显出你的大能和恩典，这都是能不可能的。今天我们仍然在你的面前要看出你的荣耀，让两明华弟兄能够刚强起来，能够为你做见证，也把他们带到主的面前。我们要感谢你，不单是医治我们的身体，你更是医治我们的心灵，也医治我们里面的人的行为。主啊，好让我们能够成了一个成了你洁净的器皿，能够在这个器皿的身上，在教会的家中能够显明你的荣光，显明你的荣耀。但愿众人都被吸引，愿你来到你的面前说，问说为什么你这样的恩待我们，我们如何的要做你的儿女。我们求主在这些年间，在这个家复兴你的工作，复兴你的教会，先复兴我们每一个人。我们恳求圣灵厚厚的浇灌在我们当中，我们需要你的圣灵，我们需要你的宝血，我们需要你的宝血，我们需要你的话语，我们更需要你自己。我们这样的祷告 奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的 Amen。